All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening. Welcome to American Vindicta. I got a whole series of things that I want to talk to you today about. A bunch of news articles has come up. Obviously, every 12 hours, it seems like the information sphere is changing, and we are getting updated constantly on new intel happening. Just recently, Dave Hodges and Bob Griswold and I and a few others were contacted, and we have been discussing and been talking about the possibility, probability of martial law in this country happening anywhere within the next few months. And that probability seems to be increasing. Currently, we're trying to hunt down a little bit of a rumor about the National Guard in Tennessee and Arkansas that are going through old civil defense bunkers, and they are checking on the, availability of them, making sure everything's running in them. Why would we need to be doing that if we weren't in some sort of a threat-like situation? Well, I can tell you this much. What's happening right now with Russia and Ukraine, and now we have the confirmation that the American embassy in Kiev has once again been evacuated. Last time that happened, Russia invaded. That has got a lot of people on edge. We also have quite a bit of our American diplomats traveling to Taiwan. It's angering China quite a bit. China, obviously, a country that has its own problems right now. They're pushing tanks down the streets into certain provinces, apparently to protect a few of their banks that refuse to let out the money to its people. Imagine you wake up one day and you don't have access to the money that's in the bank. What do you do? Well, in China, it got so bad because of the amount of protesting that's been happening now, that they deployed the tanks. Now, obviously, tanks are going to stop people from getting into a building and taking money. Tanks are going to stop people from protesting. People are still going to protest. And would they actually use the tanks against their own people? What would they do? Would they run them over with the tanks? Would they open up with a light machine gun or heavy machine gun mounted onto the tank? Would they deploy chemical munitions from the tanks? Obviously, they're not going to open up with the main gun of the tank in the middle of a city. So to me, I would say this is a show of force, a willing way to scare people, all right? Get away from the banks. We're the big, scary government. We're probably not too far away from that. Not to sound like a hype man, because I don't. I'm not that guy. I would like to think that whenever I give you any type of briefing or any type of information, that I come at it with the amount of information that I can find based off an honest opinion, and that just is what it is. You either like it or you don't. You either believe it or you don't. But I don't put anything that's not factual. That's not this program. So if you want everything but the truth, check out CNN, MSNBC, ABC. Sometimes Fox News, they'll give you all the good stuff. But before we get into that, I want to give a little bit of a promotion to Mountain State Survival. That's one of our sponsors, and that website is mountain-state-survival.com. Here within the fall, me and one of my buddies, we got a expedition that we're planning out into the wilderness. And we were gracious enough to be sponsored by Mountain State Survival with some pretty cool food, some really good water purifiers, the Kadeden home-based water purifiers. And we have a bunch of food. And I'll tell you this much, the food that they use is my favorite. It's actually stuff that I've been buying myself for quite a while now. And it's from Peak Refuel. And my most favorite thing to eat out of this is elk ragu pasta, and that's from Peak Refuel. Now, these are premium freeze-dried meals ready to eat. It's ground elk in a tomato sauce with noodles and vegetables. I mean, it's almost like if you're eating a delicacy of a meal that typically you'd spend about $40 on if you had to go out somewhere. This has enough servings for two people or two meals. It's 43 grams inside this, and all you got to do is boil water, throw it into the pouch, seal the pouch, stir it up a little bit, let it sit for a couple minutes, well, about 10 minutes, And then your food is good. And it, I mean, this stuff tastes so good. And I've ate MREs for over a decade. I've ate Mountain House, and I'll throw some big names out there. I've ate Mountain House, I've ate Wise, the actual government MREs, which are just trash. I've ate from a bunch of different people. My Patriot Supply, you know, and My Patriot Supply, that's, you know, they're one of our sponsors. They have some really good stuff. If you need like a huge bulk order of food, My Patriot Supply is a good place to go to. If you want very good tasting food, though, and so here I am competing against two sponsors. If you want very good tasting food, Peak Refuel, that is at mountain-state-survival.com, is the way to go. I'm not going to lie to you when I say I have at least 100 of these things sitting in my house, and I'll continuously buy more. Jump on over to mountainstatesurvival.com, mountain-state-survival.com. You can use Rekkr5, R-E-K-K-R-5, as a 5% discount on your overall purchase, and get the food while you can. I'm telling you right now, Bob Griswold and I and Dave Hodges and a few others have been talking about this for the past few days. Now that I'm into this business, I learned a lot more than I did prior. The government is reaching out to all these companies, Peak Refuel, My Patriot Supply, Wise Company, you name it. And they're telling them, you're about to start making more orders and the government's going to start buying it. Now, I don't mean to say that in a way to scare you to just start buying bulk order. But guys, I'm gonna level with you here for a second. You may very well, within the next few months, not be able to purchase half of what you normally spend at the grocery store. If and when, I shouldn't say if anymore, I guess you should say when, our economy collapses, you're not going to get this food. This food will probably not be distroed out by the companies. They'll probably just be held on, and you'll have outside entities like China who are going to be buying this food. And China buys this food in the amount of buying an entire warehouse at once. That's the way China moves. So I would strongly suggest you get something like this, and I'll go ahead and give you a bug out situation. If you need a bug out, if you don't have a bug out bag, for one thing, Mountain State Survival, mountain-state-survival.com, you can get bug out equipment there. I strongly suggest that you support small business while you can, before the huge billionaire companies completely take care of everything that you can't get anymore. That's not who we want to send our money to. We, you know, Amazon is convenient, Walmart is convenient, but they also conveniently plan everything against your rights and everything for trying to enslave us. So support the small patriotic businesses, please. But I would say, get your bug out bag, get your Katadin Hiker Pro, and I have it right here for me, Katadin Hiker Pro micro filter water filtration system. Now this is for a base camp, and I always recommend people to think of surviving as a base camp. So think about the tools, think about the equipment that you'll need. Most likely you're not going to bug out alone. So if, especially for you people that are, you know, it's just you and your spouse or you and a few kids, think about a base camp. You're going to need toiletries. You're going to need a place to dig a privy pit. You're going to need a place to cook your food, store your food. You're going to need a good tent. You're going to need all that crazy kind of stuff. You can get that over at mountain-state-survival.com. But I really do recommend that you get one of these Katadin Hiker Pro microfilter water filtration systems. You know, this base camp edition, it's extremely easy to use. All the instructions come right here within the package, and it's a lovely package. It's probably one of the top-rated water filtration systems that are out there. And you know what's really cool about this? It does not weigh anything. It is so light. You can throw it in your backpack and forget about it. So get that, and if you're going to get that, then you might as well get the replacement water filter or maybe two of them to go with it. You're going to probably not exhaust this water filter by the time you need to get out of the prophecy hitting the fan situation. And once again, you know, our bug out locations, if they're not a hardened structure, They may only be a temporary reprieve for where you go. You may have to hit two or three different bug out locations before you get to your actual hard structure final destination. Have the gear ready. Make sure that your map points show you where the water is. You're not going to move if you don't have water, period. Make sure you have good, clean water. Always carry stuff like, you know, the chlorine tabs, the iodine tabs, all that kind of stuff. That way you have just a little extra added security into the water. But honestly, you really don't need it with the Kadidin water purifier. Now, I will say this. There are so many good meals that Peak Refill offers. Next to the elk ragu, the thing that I like really is actually the first one that I ate is the chicken Alfredo pasta. I messed around and bought an entire box of these, and I ate them for a week straight. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm just kind of one of those guys that all I need is just the protein and the calories. I really don't care too much about taste anymore. But this stuff tastes really good, and I'm super shocked at how good it tastes. It's 53 grams of protein. It's a two-serving package. Every one of these packages are for two servings, so you and your spouse, or eat half of it, roll it back up, seal it up because it's more or less like a big Ziploc bag, throw it back in your kit. Don't put it in your cargo pocket because you don't want this spilling out everywhere. This food, this nutrients, this is life-saving stuff, so make sure you don't spill it or spoil it. But, you know, honestly, what I would do, and this is just me, you know, you guys do you, but if I had these, I would probably eat the entire meal and get as many calories in me as possible. Knowing what I know about how my body works, my body requires a tremendous amount of calories. That's probably from poor dieting over the years, from just having way too much of bulk cycles and just, you know, doing extremely heavy lifting. I have beefed up my body so much that until I learn to start to taper back down as I am right now, I have to continuously fuel my body. And, you know, and this is the things that you need to learn about when you go out into the woods. Starve yourself for as long as possible. Here's a quick tip for everybody. When you go out into the woods, your first day or two, let's say you plan to go out there for 4 or 5 days just to camp, try to fast the first day or two. For one thing, not only does that lessen the load on your body, it actually helps with the recovery of your body, but you're also extending the life of the food that you have because you're not eating it, right? And it doesn't help to just shove food in your face all day, especially when we're on a survival type of situation. When I was on any type of missions overseas or here in the States, I literally ate very little. I ate, you know, maybe two or three times a day, maybe once a day, depending on what was happening. And I was just, you know, constantly staying on the move. And my body got really adjusted to that. But when things slowed down, I slowed down. And I ended up, you know, needing to eat quite a bit more to sustain myself. And it's mainly because the body didn't stay in motion after I got out of law enforcement. So now I'm putting the body back in motion because it's, you know, it's about 115 degrees outside. Can't be outside all day. But I'll tell you this much. I have to reevaluate myself. You know, my knees aren't as good as they used to be. Neither is my back or my shoulder. I destroyed my shoulder on a training event. You know, my hips aren't as good as they used to be. I'm not as fast as I used to be. So I understand that there are a bunch of things that I need to work on. And what's great is that if I'm going to be in a survival situation, I'm going to start prepping my mind for it now. So what I like to do is I will take one of these Peak Refuel packs and I'll just start trying them all out. You know, everybody will have their favorite MRE. And when I was in the Marine Corps, we used to have damn fist fights over MRE boxes. Depending on the number of the box, it means you knew which type of meals were in there and what type of little goodies came in the MRE bags. So people would fist fight almost, or, you know, we'd gamble, we'd gamble over them. And everybody wanted that pork rib. Everybody wanted the MRE that had the Skittles and the M&Ms and all the little Lucky Charm things that are in it. You know, and the reason why is because you get used to this food and it's not great. And so that little bit of a pick-me-up really help to improve the spirits, really help to improve the mental weight that you drug around on missions. And I'm telling you, if you've never experienced this before, if you've never been out on a 2 or 3 week long mission, or you know, sometimes 7 months straight, 8 months straight in Iraq, if you've never been on something like that, and this isn't a dig on anyone who hasn't, but your body will go through changes and your mind will be forced to adapt. And not everybody adapts equally. Not everybody adapts. That's another big thing. So having little treasures every now and then, like a little, you know, a little bit of sweets, really helps to improve the morale and the mood, brings up a little bit of confidence, puts a little pep in your step. So instead of carrying around M&Ms and Skittles and Butterfingers and all that trash in your pockets, which is not good for you, and most likely it's going to be melted away, get good tasting food. Honestly, if you had a freaking nasty, dried old bologna sandwich every day, you would get really, really sick of it. And I'm telling you, that's not what this Peak Refuel is. Look, this strawberry granola tastes amazing. It already has milk in it. And I would tell you this much. For a little bit of a sweets, this is a good one. Breakfast skillet. Eggs, sausage, potatoes, and peppers. And unlike something that I've noticed with a lot of these companies that make these meals, and this one right here, 39 grams of protein, man. You know, whenever you make the meal, it actually looks like what's on the picture. I don't know how many of you have actually sat down and just tried to survive for 1 week straight off of these MREs that you can buy at the store or that these companies are pushing now. But the food actually looks like it should on the package, and it tastes like you would think it is. There's been plenty of times when I've ate stuff that, you know, I'm not going to disclose a company, where a very well-known multi-billion dollar company will put out this food, and I'm like, this is dog crap. This food tastes terrible. Why would I want to survive on this chocolate pudding? Who the hell said I wanted chocolate pudding in my survival kit? Or who the hell said I wanted half a gallon of orange Tang? That's wasted calories. That's wasted money. Get the food you know you'll eat. And parents, hear me out. Everything that I've had from Peak Refuel, I've had my children try. To the extent that my children ate and then asked me to make more of it. That's how I knew Peak Refuel was what I needed. Like I said, I'm a garbage can disposal. I'll eat almost anything for the caloric sake. But it's making the kids eat it. Right, and there's plenty of people out there who will say, oh, the kids will just adapt and they'll just eat whatever they have to. Yeah, well, okay, go ahead and try that. But my four won't, and I know that my life depends on keeping them alive and healthy. And this food is healthy. It gives them plenty of protein. Now, the only thing I would say is if you had that base camp, right, one of the better things to do with stuff like this is to carry around sprout seeds with you. Easiest thing you can do is you can purify your water, take some of these sprout seeds, and then I just poke holes in a plastic bottle, put the sprout seeds in it, let them get wet, let them grow for a couple of days, and now I have living food with good enzymes and all that good stuff that's in it. Because you can eat this freeze-dried food all you want all the time, but you need living food. Food for the enzymes in your stomach to work properly. Which means if all you had in your bug out location was freeze-dried food, eventually you're going to start having serious stomach problems. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Your body's going to be depleted of certain vitamins because it's not getting it from freeze-dried meals. So think in advance. I want multivitamins, so stuff that I can have, stuff that my children will take. I want to be able to have the ability to hunt for small game or large game if possible. If I'm hunting game, I want the ability to process that game and to preserve that game. Probably one of the best things you can do is have a book, a butchering book, and learn how to properly butcher meat and how to cure that meat with either salt or sugar. Which means you need to have a lot of salt and sugar laid over onto the side. I like to put them in 5 gallon buckets. I'm kind of cheap like that, but I get 5 gallon buckets, the real cheap Mylar bags that go in the 5 gallon buckets. You just buy as much sugar and salt as possible, and you make sure you don't mix them, but you know, put them in each one of these 5 gallon buckets, and you actually have the seal on lid that you can screw on top of it. Hey man, you just, you know, if you go to a lot of these big companies, they will sell a big 5 gallon bucket that's not all the way full. Trust me when I say that. And they'll say, oh yeah, man, this bucket's $60 and it'll be $20 shipping. $70 later, you could have went to Dollar General and Walmart and you could have bought all that. Plus the 5 gallon bucket, the most expensive thing that you'll pick up is going to be the lid, which is about $20. And for almost $20 to $30 cheaper, you can fill that entire thing up with sugar, with pepper, you know, with your salt, whatever it is that you need to fill it up with. You will almost always do it cheaper by doing it yourself. Now, does that help me at all with any of my sponsorship by telling you that? No, it does not help me. But I am telling you this much right now. I haven't found Peak Refuel in a store yet. I found Mountain House, maybe a couple other off brands like Wise and here, you know, other brands like that here and there. But you know, they're $13, $14, sometimes $20 a meal. These meals are about $12 to $13, and you get way more in these than you do those other guys. You get way better tasting food, and I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I'm a 300-pound man. I like to eat. I know what tastes good and what tastes like just a fill of calories. That's not this. Like I said, my kids will ask for me to make these. And my kids are very picky eaters. So that's how I knew I got a winner with Peak Refuel. Mountain-State-Survival.com. You can get more than just Peak Refuel. You can get water purifiers. You can get tents. Make sure you have a good base cooking kit. The Stanley cooking kit that Jeff has on his website is probably one of the best ones. I've had one in my rig for years. My old police car had one for years and years and years, just because you never know when you need to stop and make a meal. So I'd strongly suggest getting one. Here's another thing, and then we'll switch on to the news. You can also get Life Straw. Life Straw is a personal water filter straw device that you can put in your pocket. And all you have to do is prime it. Make sure you do read the instructions on priming this. But you can easily take this out and you can drink right out of almost any type of water that there is. I mean, you know, this may sound nasty, but you can go to an old decrepit creek, a dirty, nasty, stagnant pond. You can go to almost anywhere and pull that water out and drink it safely through this. Life Straw removes 99.9% of bacteria to include E. coli, which is a killer. It removes 99.9% of protozoas, so that's Giardia. You know, when you can filter 1,000 gallons through a little personal straw that you can keep in your pocket, guys, that's a pretty good contingency plan. Like I said, make sure that you get what you need while you can. You never know when this stuff is not going to be there anymore. Last but not least, another thing that is sold there at mountain-state-survival.com is a personal medical pouch called My Medic. Now, this company, MyMedic, I've checked this out, and this is actually a very well-put-together, professional medical pouch. I wouldn't say that this is an IFAC, even though it comes in an IFAC, which is an individual medical kit. I wouldn't say this is a military grade, but for your bumps, your bruises, your bobos, and all that other stuff that you're more than likely going to deal with while out in the woods, everything up to the fractures, this kit will do it for you. This kit has almost literally everything in it that I would want in a medical kit. Now, I would throw in a SAM splint so that I can immobilize any type of injuries to the ankles or wrists. I would probably put a couple Israeli bandages because they're multi-use. I'd still put a hemostatic bandage in here. I'd still put some sort of pressure bandages. That would be your more advanced medical stuff. But for just the general basics, this is something that you can keep in your car. You can keep in your house. You can buy these and give them as presents to people. I mean, there's too many times that you'll end up going, damn, I don't have any Band-Aids on me. Ugh, I have my MyMedic kit sitting in my back seat. This is an awesome little kit. And, you know, it doesn't cost very much. And I'll tell you this much. If you try to put it together, you're actually probably going to end up spending almost just as much money as the kit itself. So that's what we got. I'm stressing this to you because of the simple fact that prophecy is hitting the fan across the world. We still have people who are given over to sin. We still have world leaders who want to take this world of ours and they want to turn it into a prison. And they are not stopping. Let's get into the news a little bit. Have you heard about the martial law bill that has been passed recently into the House? H.R. 4350 has been introduced. I don't think the House has voted on it yet, but more than likely they'll vote on it soon. It'll get passed, and then it'll go up to the Senate, where most likely it'll get passed because the Democrats are holding the seats. I'm on page 104, and this is a 1,362-page bill. You know, what it reminds me of is the Obamacare bill, where you'll get to know what's in it by voting for it. You remember whenever Nancy Pelosi said all that? So, supposedly within this bill, Alex Jones from InfoWars was saying that there's a lot of martial law stuff that's in here, where more or less this bill will give Biden the ability or the next president to become a complete dictator over the United States, to be able to use the military and policing operations inside the continental United States. I haven't read it yet. I'm on page 104, and I'm probably going to read through it throughout today and the rest of this weekend, and I will come back Monday and let you know everything that's going to be on here. Also on Monday, yours truly will be on the Counterculture Mom Show. So that'll be cool, branching out to other places and starting to get interviews with other people. I want to say that, you know, I think the community that we have right now within the alternative community of news, communication, and all that, I want to say that we're doing a really good job. We're putting out a lot of intel. We're putting out a lot of information. But there are a couple guys out there that I want to give a big heads up to. Just, you know, a little bit of a head nod. Monkeyworks and Ford Observer. Monkeyworks and Ford Observer give you some awesome intel. And, you know, the Dave Hodges, the Doug Hagmans, the Steve Quayles, you know, the Timothy Alberinos, the L.A. Marzullis, the Mondo Gonzalez, all these guys, the Alex Jones, they put out some really good information, all right? Sometimes it's the information just is what it is, even if we don't like it. But Ford Observer and Monkeyworks are solid intel. That's solid intelligence gathering. And if you want to be plugged into something and feel like you're actually getting a military debriefing a couple times a week, Ford Observer is the one to go to. I think it's like $4 or $10 a month. That's a great price to get the information that you get. And then the other one would be Monkeyworks. You know, I mean, right now, with the ability to be plugged in as you are into everything of the Internet of Things, get the information while it's out there, because you may get one of those little tid pieces of intel and pass it on to a few people, and you may start waking more and more people up and expressing to them, hey, look, this intel has never been good. We haven't had, oh, hey, look, Santa Claus is coming. Time to prepare the chimney. You know, this is none of this has been good lately, and I don't want to sound pessimistic, but I'm actually very thankful for the amount of intel that I've been getting. And I don't expect it all to be, you know, cherry blossoms and smiles, but, you know, this is the world that we live in right now. It's why we stress all the time within this industry, at least I do, train, prep, and pray. especially for myself with the training and the prepping and the praying. And don't forget to go outside. Try not to melt, but don't forget to go outside and enjoy life. Enjoy your family. You know, we are going to get trapped in our phones and on the internet and inside our homes pretty soon, because it looks like the lockdowns are coming back. And when these lockdowns come back, who knows if they're going to release us again, right? Like they have the ability to hold us within our own homes, within our own towns, like we are prisoners. Just understand that if you consider this all to be a prison, well, the people who provide the meals, your grocery stores, they do listen to what big tech says. They do listen to what the politicians say. And according to some information that I got recently, by 2023, we're going to have a complete dollar collapse, and then we're going to a digital currency. And at least to my knowledge, nobody really knows what that looks like yet. Nobody knows how we're going to interface with technology, how we're going to be spending money. Are we getting digital credits like they do in Star Trek once a month? You know, I remember, who was it? Maxine Waters talking about the government wallet back in 2018. You know, it's strange that all this is coming on right now. You know, we have the war going on with Ukraine and Russia, even though it's really not even a war anymore. We have the aggression coming from China that's continuing to grow. We have the aggression from our politicians, obviously, that's continuing to grow every day. And then we have the food collapse stuff that's happening. We have the ninja COVID virus and all these different COVID outbreaks that are happening across the world now. The introduction of the mask mandates happening across the world. Now, Fauci is saying we're probably going to put back a mask mandate. We already have Joe Biden saying that he needs more money because we're going to have a second lockdown. It's coming. Don't freak out over it, but start preparing now. And do the right thing now, and don't be caught off guard. I may not be the most popular with people, and I understand that, and I'm completely okay with that. My job is to step on people's toes and make them feel uncomfortable. But I would be joining groups, very well-trusted people that I know, and pooling resources if possible. I would be getting together with my buddies, with my family, whoever it is I want to introduce into this little community, and I would be having at least once a week a meet and greet where we all talk about our problems and things that are coming up, see how we can help one another, and then talk about our preps. You know, there'll always be private things you don't discuss, but talk about your preparations, who has what, who can supply what, can we pull stuff, can we pull finances together and purchase big items that we need? You know, this is the time to be doing it now. Every family, every paycheck, should be going out and buying at least 50 pounds of white rice. 100 pounds of white rice if you can afford it. Turn one of your rooms in your home, not in your garage because it needs to be climate controlled. Turn one of your rooms into your house into a freaking a walk-in storage room. You know, this is, and I don't want to say live like a paranoid schizophrenic, guys, but this is the time that we're entering. Just be prepared. You know, I would be buying as much canned food as possible. I'd be buying as much of this peak refuel stuff as possible. I'd be getting my water purifiers now. I'd be storing back water right now. Think about your animals. If you're like me and you live on a farm, you know, the price for feed keeps going up. The price for the medicine for the animals keeps going up. The availability for it keeps going down. So right now is a good time to buy your hay bales if you don't do it yourself. Right now is a good time to be stocking up on your feed. Right now is a good time, great time to be stocking up on your pet food. I try to buy, because I have a lot of dogs, obviously, I try to buy at least 400 pounds of dog food a month. So, you know, that's about between 6 and 8 bags, typically. Now, that costs me a lot of money, but if something happens, I have dog food for these dogs. My dogs are not just dogs to be put inside and to be pet all day. These dogs are working dogs, so I need them moving, and I need them up, and I need them available all hours of the day. That's why they have to be fed. I take very good care of these dogs that I have because they are my working dogs. And I'll tell you this much, guys. I've been seeing a spike in break-ins in homes and burglaries. And one of the best ways to prevent that, big, scary dogs. Even little yip-yip dogs, something that will alert you. My advice, if you ever wanted to go down that route, is I would have at least one big dog in the house for that, that good, solid, loud, deep bark. And then I'd have a couple little yip-yip dogs that are always going to be running back and forth. They're going to come right up on you, and they're going to bark in your face and wake you up. Because if you're like me and you're a heavy sleeper, I need a lot of noise to wake me up. Those dogs wake me up all the time. Now, the problem with dogs is they'll bark all night long, depending on what squirrel or owl they see. But I would rather be training my mind to get up and to see what my detection system outside is detecting. Just the other night, it was about a herd of deer, probably about close to 10 to 12 deer moving in a field next to me. Nice to see, even though it was 2 or 3 in the morning. They've woken me up for skunks that are trying to get at, geese that, they've woken me up for, armadillos and raccoons and all different types of stuff. Coyotes, a big one around here, but you never know when it's the random guy who's trying to break into your home, who's, already afraid of dogs, or who doesn't like the fact that the dogs are annunzing and everybody is hearing it. These dogs, the way that they should be used, the way that my granddaddy and my daddy would use them, is they're my alert system, right? Just think of it like that. That is your alert system. Before something comes through the door of my house, they have to get through the dog, or at least the dogs alert from the outside, alert the dogs inside, and then I wake up to that. So now you don't just have to answer to the dogs on the outside, the dogs on the inside. You get to meet the big dog who comes and meets you at the door. Start setting your security up like that, because when the power goes out, you're not going to have the alarms. You're not going to have the Ring doorbells. You're not going to have, most likely, you're not going to have the freaking cameras unless you got a generator. And even so, would you really want to be wasting money through the price of all the gasoline to run the generator just to power a few cameras 24/7? I wouldn't. That's why, like I said, I go back to the frontier days. Dogs were used to alert people. My dogs are going off right now every time a person drives by. Those dogs alert me, and that is my warning system, my buffer. I know that by the time those dogs start to bark, I have so many seconds to get prepared before I need to get outside and see what it is that they're alerting at. One of these days, that might be a real life-saving device for you. We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to start getting into the news. I don't like the news that we're going to get into already, but hey, it is what it is. We'll see you on the other side.
World Economic Forum has said, you will own nothing, and you will love it. And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper. And that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it. Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
All right, and we're back. So before we get into the news, I want to just let everyone know that you can go to Ready Made Resources right now, and you can apply online for the Active Shooter Awareness and Reaction course that I will be putting on. Jamie Walden's going to be an assistant instructor for me. This is going to be happening out at Bob Griswold's place. All the information will be on there. If you have any questions about the course, please email me, contact me, AmericanVindictaShow@gmail.com. Contact me. We can talk it out. If you have any questions about gear, what weapons to bring, what clothing to bring, what type of training that this is going to be, contact me. I'm going to eventually have this at least four times a year, once a quarter, out at Ready Made Resources. And I'm going to hopefully adapt this so that if you want private training for yourself, for your family, for your business, and you want this type of training, you're going to be able to get it. I'm you know, this takes a lot of money to get this type of stuff rolling, but I want to eventually be able to travel to training sites to put this training on. Coaching people, instructing people, teaching people is a very, very big passion of mine. I love teaching people how to shoot. I love teaching people how to protect themselves in any type of a dangerous environment. It's a true passion of mine. And especially with, you know, 15 years worth of experience, I want to teach people what it is that I know, so that I know for a fact you can wake up in the middle of the night with that, you know, that one irregular sound that wakes you up, and I know that you're going to be confident addressing that threat. And this isn't always about gunfighting, guys. You need to be thinkers before shooters, as Haley Strategic says. You need to be constantly analyzing your area. You need to be gathering that intel. You need to be reconning everything with your eyes. You need to be listening with your ears. You need to be feeling things around with those six senses that you get. And all this puts together that perfect threat picture in your mind as you go to address the situation, right? 90% of the stuff that we did in war, 90% of it did not involve guns. 10% of it involved guns. So, you know, the training is the biggest part of this. Train now. Even if you don't take my training, which is going to be awesome, everyone's going to have a tremendous amount of fun while they're there, find somebody. Start learning the basic fundamentals of pistol, rifle, and shotgun marksmanship now. Start taking your self-defense classes now. And I no digs on anybody, all right? Karate, taekwondo, that's not what you need to be taking. No offense to the black belts out there. I respect everybody's martial arts. But I'm talking about real life, I need to survive a fight martial arts. There's a reason why in the military and now in law enforcement that we teach mixed martial arts. To the tone of, we teach Muay Thai, which is a lot of knee strikes and elbow strikes, and clinching. We teach a lot of boxing, dirty boxing, and grappling, and then we'll teach all the cool stuff for throwing. You throw that package together, you can go get you a good boxing coach, you can go to any type of Brazilian jiu-jitsu place and start rolling with people and getting that confidence built up in you so that you can handle yourself. And that's any person, man or woman, any age group. I've seen people rolling around in BJJ gyms in their 70s and doing good, okay? The body that stays in motion is the one that's going to win this fight, not the body that looks like it's morphed into a couch. The other thing is, you know, just make sure that you buy good, reputable gear. I know for the past, you know, 2 years or more, price on ammunition has tremendously gone up. I don't get ammo free anymore, so it kind of sucks for me. I will tell you this much. I was not a believer for a long time in stuff like airsoft until I found that the application is so universal to actual gunfighting. And I'm not trying to sound like some, you know, broken record Navy SEAL wannabe over here. I'm talking about whenever you get into an actual scuffle with somebody, the average distance of a gunfight, the average distance of a shooting is about 6 feet. The average stabbing is within that range as well. The average person from 30 feet away can run and stab you about 7 times out of 10 before you get out of your holster and fire. And that's all because of training. Training will help to defeat that type of a threat. We live in a very dangerous world right now. You have, you know, another active shooter just happened recently in Indiana, and a good Samaritan brought him down. A 22-year-old kid with his pistol brought the bad guy down. All right? The training I'm going to be putting on is for that scenario. All right? If you're law enforcement, if you're prior military, and you want to dust off the skill book a little bit, come to this course. You will learn. I will force you to learn or to remember some of the old tactics. And I will be having a lot of airsoft battles with people. I'm going to be putting people through what we would call use of force training, as what I did as an instructor in law enforcement. I'm going to be putting you through scenarios that we put our officers through for you to think through and fight through. And 90% of this, guys, is thinking. It's learning how to discern what's happening, learning how to use your verbal judo, learning how to properly position yourself, gaining the advantage of the situation before it ever occurs. You know, and that's why we address where people's hands are. We address people's body movements, their mechanisms. We address people's emotional outbursts. And we help to form a package in our mind that this is odd behavior. I need to be thinking about less lethal and lethal options. If even better, how to just de-escalate the situation and to get out. A lot of the time, people will not be given the opportunity to de-escalate. Now, I know that the word de-escalate has come up quite a bit for law enforcement and also prosecutors and all these jackass politicians who always say, oh, the police didn't de-escalate the situation. Very rarely in law enforcement, when you're dealing with a violent felon, does the option of de-escalating come up. With the Uvalde shooter, was there any de-escalation that was an option there? No. How about the Buffalo shooter? Could we have de-escalated that? No. What about the guy that was up there north of Chicago for the parade on July 4th? Could you have de-escalated that active shooter open in the public? No, you couldn't. Could you have de-escalated the guy who was charging into the parade route in Waukesha with his car? No. So that whole rumor of de-escalating works in only a few scenarios, and it's typically at the beginning of the fight. That's where our de-escalation will come in. Now, the use of force continuum travels up and down. In law enforcement, it's been our practice and you know, my own experience that you can go from, hey, man, can I see your ID, to the next step of pulling a gun on somebody, trying to figure out what in the hell is this scenario that you're faced with right now in front of you, and then de-escalate it all the way into, handcuffing the guy, detaining him, and then finding out, oh my God, you're not the guy I'm looking for. My bad. So sorry. Here's a number if you want to complain. That's the world that you live in. And I will tell you this much. You need to have the concealed carry insurance. I don't care who you go with. I don't get paid by anybody to say it. But if you get into a gunfight like this kid, okay, this kid that was out here in the mall who put down the shooter from 40 yards away, took this guy out. Most likely, at least in Texas, if you kill somebody, even in self-defense, even in the preservation of life, you are most likely going to be arrested, charged with murder. You're going to go through a grand jury. It's going to cost you about $100,000. And even though we all know you did the right thing, they're still going to put you through the fire of the trial. If you have the proper insurance, which is about $20 to $30 a month, you won't be dealing with any of that. You'll go through the trial. You'll still be arrested, but you'll get your gun back. You'll be able to have a on-the-scene attorney, counsel, right there on the scene. And they will be right there for you throughout the entire process. Now, some of these companies are better than others. Do your research. See what fits your budget, what fits your mindset and what you want. And I would say just shop around and call them all and see where you get your warm and fuzzy with. I don't want to see anyone get hung up because they tried to defend themselves. You know, this is the world that you live in right now. Look at that guy in New York at the bodega. You know, he was being pummeled by somebody to the point that he had to pull a knife. This 70-year-old man had to pull a knife to defend himself. Now, in the realms of use of force, we may not even break down the news, damn. In the realms of use of force, the way the Graham factors are out there, which is the way law enforcement gets judged, it's very similar to the way civilians get judged. It's what would a reasonable person have done in that situation, okay? Would a reasonable 70-something-year-old man have stood there and allowed a 30-something-year-old man to beat him at his mercy? So you don't know if he's going to hit you two or three times. You don't know if he's going to hit you until you die. So you have the right to defend yourself. In all 50 states, you have the right to defend yourself. You have the right to stand your ground and defend yourself. But if you use a weapon, these prosecutors will try and make you out to be the bad guy, even if you defend yourself. And you know what's funny is that these idiots tried to make this a racial issue because the victim wasn't black, even though the perpetrator was black. And that's just, you know, sorry for the language, that's just pure horseshit. You know, a violent crime is a violent crime. It can be done by any person of any race, of any gender. And you have the right to defend yourself. And I'm telling you, these politicians, these prosecutors, most of them don't have your back. Obviously, right? Obviously, they don't have your back. So, you know, just do yourself the favor, spend the $30 and get the insurance. This insurance, typically, it will cover not just anything that has to do with gun violence, but also if you stab somebody like the guy from the bodega, if you happen to hit somebody and knock them out cold, if you're in a car and you're driving through a violent riot and you accidentally or you are forced to run someone over to save and preserve your life, I'd be on the phone with my attorney immediately letting them know what just happened. Okay? That is what they're there for. Use them. Hopefully one day I'll be able to get one of these guys on here. Because I want an attorney to tell you your rights and what you do have the right to do. You know, this government right now thinks that you have the right to remain cowardly and compliant. And that's not true. It's not accurate. Before we go, I guess maybe tomorrow we'll talk about all this craziness in the news. Before we go, I want people to know that a little bit of a gear list. If you want to be able to start training in your own home, and I mean literally in your own home with guns, if you go with airsoft guns, you can start to learn how to do basic fundamentals of marksmanship. You can start to use proper form with your grip, with your trigger control, magazine exchange, tactical reloads, emergency reloads. You can actually do, presentations with the rifle or with the pistol from low ready to high ready. You can train in your gear inside your house. And these little 6mm biodegradable BBs, I got 10,000 of them in this little bucket for $20. You're not going to get 10,000 rounds for $20 of any type of bullet. So, the applications do carry over. If you go to a channel called T-Rex Arms, it's on YouTube. They're a small company. I wouldn't say small anymore, but they're out of Tennessee. An extremely pro Second Amendment. I absolutely love every one of those guys at T-Rex Arms. By the way, if you want really good badass holsters, T-Rex Arms is where to go to. T-Rex Arms is Safari Land. That's your holsters. Bravo Concealment. That's another good one. You can actually buy those right off of Amazon. But I went with Elite Force Frontline Resolution. I went with their M4 CQB AEG rifle. It's a fairly good rifle. It takes a little bit of quirkiness to figure out what in the heck you're doing. But the other one is the Umarex Glock 19X. U-M-A-R-E-X. Umarex Glock 19X. This thing is phenomenal. I absolutely love this. I actually have my light on my pistol that was on my duty pistol mounted on this, and it fits perfectly in my old duty holster and also any of my concealed carry holsters. So it's perfect because I can turn my room into a range or my house into a range and still use the equipment that I'm going to have on my body, which, trust me, that's the way you want to train. If you're going to train how you fight, use that equipment that you're going to be using. But on T-Rex Arms, they actually have a kid who's from Japan. The only thing he's ever done is shot airsoft guns. And if you watch this kid and how he shoots airsoft guns, not only is it incredibly fast how fast this guy is, but they actually took him from Japan to Tennessee. He's never shot a firearm. He's only ever trained with airsoft guns, but he trained the way you would with an actual rifle or pistol. So he trained very realistically. And they put him on a range, gave him an actual Glock that shoots bullets and a rifle that shoots bullets. And within about, I would say, an hour, this guy was probably one of the best, fastest shooters on the range. That was his first day shooting. So you can take this type of training with something as cheap as airsoft. I understand that, they're toys to a lot of people, but if you just think of them as a training tool, this has applications that are incredible. For any of you that are out there, you're part of a church security team, and you want the information that I have on the airsoft equipment that I own, how I use it, and how you would use it in a church training environment so you're not going to tear anything up, please contact me, AmericanVindictaShow.com. I want to make sure that you guys are safe. I want to make sure that we're safe with our guns, that we're safe with our church security teams. I think every single church should have a church security team at some rate, and they should be training monthly, if not weekly. And I do mean weekly. All right, guys. Before I go, thank you very much to everyone who listens. Times are really hectic. It's hectic around here for me right now. I'm going to be putting out some more information here soon. So be watching the YouTube and Rumble channels. Rumble is really not that friendly to me when it comes to loading a bunch of stuff onto the channel. I don't know. It just takes forever to load up everything. So everything typically goes onto YouTube. If you want to hear a great, great interview, you need to look up the interview between me and JJ. He's a state representative from Oklahoma, JJ Humphrey. We had an awesome interview, and I can't wait to get that man back on, along with John Dislin. Then we also have Pass the Salt. You know, one of the best freaking pastors that I think we have in this country right now, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. I wish we had more men like that. You know, I'm going to continue to bring on some good guests for you and have some good information. But, you know, even if you don't listen to me every day, please check out the intelligence gathering websites I did tell you about. Forward Observer, Monkey Works. Start learning what's happening now. Start saving your intelligence now. And start planning for whatever in the hell it is that's going to happen in this country in the next few months. Start planning for it now. Plan for it as a family, as a community. Create the plan. Practice the plan. Put the plan into effect. Do a real-life scenario of the plan. And then have somebody grade you. See if there's anything that you left out. See if there's anything that they noticed. Have them poke holes in your plan so that you can go back to the drawing board and say, okay, this worked and this didn't work, and we need more of this and we need less of that. Practice that. That's free training that you can be doing on your own. If you have questions for anything concerning that, you can contact Bob Griswold at Ready Made Resources, or you can contact me. I will talk you through it. I want to make sure that we're all safe and that we're all prepared, because at the end of the day, America, we are all that we have. If we're invaded, if our tyrannical government decides to go 100% live and not this silent war that they're having on the population right now, we are all that we will have. We need to make sure that we can rely upon each other. Train, prep, pray, stay frosty. The enemy's out there. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.